Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm tired of being last at the bowl. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't know how Louisville fans feel about it. Do you see what happens to the runt of the litter? When you're last to the bowl, you die. Stop being last to the bowl. Be first to the bowl. Eat it up. You know what you got to do? You got to gobble, gobble, gobble before everybody else can eat. And if you don't gobble, gobble, gobble while the getting's good, you end up starving to death. So stop being passive and meek to all these so-called friends. They're not your friends. They're here to sit you upside down and shake out your lunch money. And that's what's happening to you. You're by your ankles right now. There's change flowing out of your pockets. Stop being meek. Get up to the bowl. Eat.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. Gobble, gobble, gobble while the getting's good. Mark Blankenbaker, that was a year ago, 2 years ago, however long it was. I guess Pat Kelsey's gobbling. He's gobbling, James.
I'm game.
It's a round table here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Max Godbey will be along here shortly. We have a loaded show today. Tobias Bass from The Athletic, he'll join us at 4 o'clock. He has a rundown of who's winning in the portal, Louisville he has on his list. He'll tell us some updates on Louisville and guys they're looking at along with Kentucky. So we'll talk to him at 4 o'clock. And then 4:30, Myron Metcalf from ESPN will join us to discuss an article he wrote about the mystique of the Kentucky coaching job and where that is now with Cal leaving, Pope being in his place. We'll have some Cal sound at 3:30. He did an interview with an Arkansas reporter, I guess, and talked about his time at Kentucky. And again, nothing but good things to say about Cats fans, but I got lectured today that Cal Perry's the worst. Not by a lot of people. Most people were very, very supportive. But we'll see what you think about that sound. And you know, we'll have the mixtape at 5:30. Texer says immediately off the bat, that blank moment is up there with when he learned none of the UK football players were charged. Yeah, well, those might be the top. They're in the top five for sure. I don't know where you want to place them, but James Black knows. I came into the studio. I unzipped my jacket.
Don't say it like that.
underneath my jacket. It's not a trench coat, James. It's a softball jacket. I unzipped my jacket, and I have on my brand new Mark Pope shirt that I purchased here on the show from Home Field Apparel. I'm trying to support. Yes. That's how I feel right now, James. That's how I feel about a lot of things right now, but... And I got to say this before I get into my Pope stuff. I mean, James. How many times, and you know, you've been on text threads with Justin Sofro. How many times have I had either Anna or Max in here, and he texts in, this is nothing but BB and honk radio. This is nothing but honk radio. Quit, it's just gross. It's honk radio. And I got Justin Sofro on Twitter pimping out Pat Kelsey glasses. You absolute fraud. Yes, the honk, that's the biggest honk thing I've ever, and you know it, I tweeted, the biggest honk thing I've ever seen in my life. Here's where you get your Pat Kelsey glasses card, Nation. And if you're a penny pincher, here's the cheap version. Go get your Pat Kelsey glasses, and don't ever text my show again when I'm talking cats and call me a honk. You win the honk prize with your GD Pat Kelsey glasses. Get out of my face, Sofro.
Nice, Justin. I got to get me some.
He's like, the man of the people in for the penny pitching crowd with the PK style. Kyle Whittinghill, alternative unisex oversized square optical wear non-prescription eyeglasses, flat top clear lens glasses framed black large. You nerds. You absolute nerds. You're all a bunch of geeks. I want to have glasses so I can look like Pat Kelsey. Oh, boy. Dorks.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be the next bet. Whatever you lose, Pat Kelsey glasses is what you have to wear.
I'll step on them. I'll step on them SOBs. You understand me, James? I'm going to throw them on the ground. I'm going to stomp on them. Pat Kelsey. Get your Pat Kelsey glasses, Card Nation. I'm going to see a bunch of bird brains walking around these studios and these streets wearing those damn glasses, James. They make me vomit. Ugh. Oh, God. Here come the Anaturillo text. Oh. Do you see that, James?
Yes. And oh. I missed the pick, so I'm going there now. Shout out, Anna.
Dude, I can't. I'm getting DMs about those, James. But what am I supposed to do about it? The DM and me. I don't know what to tell you.
I talked to her earlier, but I didn't check Twitter. So let me
well,
check.
Okay. Good luck. That's all I'll say. Now you see it. You okay?
Okay. Yes, I'm fine. If I'd known it was dead, I would have announced it on air.
Justin Sofro says, at Justin Sofro on Twitter if they want to know where to find them. So go follow Justin Sofro on Twitter if you want some Pat Kelsey glasses. Oh, Lord. All right, James. Let's get this started. I'm as you can tell, I'm riled up today, okay? And here's why I'm riled up. There's a number of things, okay? At 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. So I wake up this. Look, let me set the table. Let me put out the mashed potatoes and the salad and the green beans and the ham and the turkey and the rolls and the butter and all that stuff. Let me set the table. Last week with Phil Baker, I was like, if we don't get 2 to 3 more commits by this time, when I'm doing the show next Thursday, we didn't really have time to go over this stuff because there was so much news hitting fast and furious yesterday afternoon. Louisville got a couple commits. We had the Jaden Quaintance drama. We had guests. We just had a lot. We had the internet was out. We just had a busy show. So yep, there we go. I got the more Anna text. And so I didn't really get a chance to digest a lot of this stuff. Okay, we've gotten one recruit. We is in Kentucky, and I shouldn't say we. I'm not on the team anyway.
We is correct.
Kentucky's gotten one recruit since then. I was hoping for 2 or 3. So far, it's just one, Omari Williams. So I wake up this morning with the news that Richie Saunders, who was the shooting guard that came and visited Kentucky this week where Mark Pope met him at the airport, and Matt Jones acted like it was revolutionary. He'd never seen anything like that before. That guy is not coming to Kentucky. He's headed back to BYU. So he turned Pope down. That is a loss. Now, in the long run, is it going to hurt Kentucky? It all depends on who they can get. Now, if they get some dudes, it won't be that big of a deal. Okay, he's 6'5". He's going to be I think a junior, but at any rate, he was a 3-star in high school. He played in 34 games in freshman season, 34 games, 15.9 minutes, averaged 5.5 points per game and 2.4 rebounds. And then this past season, he'd be a junior. He played in 34 games, started one, averaged 20 minutes, and he averaged 9.6 points per game, 4.0 rebounds, and 1.1 assists while shooting 52.3% from the field and 36.4% from the three and 71.2% from the free throw line. So his numbers are high. I mean, these aren't like groundbreaking numbers, but he could have been and would have been a nice bench piece for Kentucky. But alas, he's not going to Kentucky. And so that leads us to where we are now, okay? So apparently this is a huge recruiting weekend for Pope. And it came out on Cat's Paws that Mark Pope has reached out to at least 40 players in the portal. 40, okay? This weekend, here's who's on campus, and this is coming from KSR. They had a nice breakdown on their website about what's going on this weekend. So here's is by Jack Pilgrim, who, you know, I've talked to Jack before, good guy. So here we go. Confirmed visitors over the weekend. You have first Otega Owe. He's a combo guard out of Blairstown, New Jersey, averaged 11.4 points and 3.8 rebounds. So he's in town this weekend. Utah guard Davion Smith, but apparently that's not going to happen because he can't get in school. That's the story anyway. He can't get past admissions, so apparently he's not going to be involved, even though Kentucky was very serious about him. You have Andre Soryakovich is visiting, former McDonald's All-American. Aiden Mahaney is set to make a trip as well, even though he just went to UConn. Wake Forest, Andrew Carr, he's 6'11", 13.5 points, 6.8 rebounds, shooting 52% overall, 37% on from the field. And the next week, great Osabor. So those are the recruits that are going to be in town for Kentucky this weekend. And also Mark Pope, Alvin Brooks and company were on a private jet leaving from Sellersburg, Indiana, the former home of one Andy Sweeney, going somewhere. They said they were going to Las Vegas. I don't know if there's a recruit out there or what. And then Kyle Tucker tweeted this out. And then I'll get to my big overreaching point as I continue to set the table for you this afternoon. So Kyle Tucker tweets this out a little while ago. And this was going to get to yesterday. But again, with all the craziness and everything, didn't have time. Kyle Tucker tweeted this at 12:57 p.m. Kentucky fans, not unreasonably, are going to semi-panic or full-on freak out until there's a functional roster on board. Totally get it. I would just say, from everything I hear, there are very good options in play, including names that aren't yet public. So super secret commits or targets that we don't know about. And I just, it's one of these things where, as I wear my Mark Pope t-shirt today, I continue to try to not freak out. I continue to try to give Mark Pope and his staff. Now, again, he just assembled the staff in totality for the most part Wednesday into yesterday. So, I mean, but I'm running out of room here. I'm running out of runway. I'm starting to run out of patience. There's all these dudes that are rumored that are going to commit to Kentucky. Oh, yeah, they're locks. This is going to happen sooner rather than later. Then let's go. Like, let's go. Like, I need to see this. Kansas getting commits. Duke getting commits. Louisville, obviously, getting commits. Indiana getting a lot of commits. UConn about to get some commits. Like, it's Baylor getting commits. Like, it's time. It's past time. It's past time. And I know there's a lot of dudes in the portal. If you've reached out to 40 people in the portal, I need something. I need something other than Amari Williams. No offense to him. He'll be a fine player, a fine piece, I'm sure. But we need to see it. It's been 3 weeks since we had the Rupp Renaissance, where he came in with the trophy and everything. And again, I'm trying to do the best I can, but I've had enough of hearing, well, all these players are on campus, all these players are visiting, and these are the players, 40 players in the portal, some players that aren't yet in the portal. Okay, that's all well and good. When are we going to see commits? We got private jets going. We got Alvin Brooks. We've got Jason Hart. Those are the recruiting gurus. Those are recruiting goons. We need to start seeing some actual recruits. We need to start seeing some evidence that this is going good. They need to lock up some big dudes. And I don't mean like in size. I mean like name-wise, stat-wise. Because if this is, I'm going to talk to Myron Metcalf about this. If this is supposed to be Kentucky basketball and continuing to be Kentucky basketball – we need to start seeing some players. And it's been two weeks. Texter, those programs you mentioned are filling in their rosters. We are undergoing a complete reload. Absolutely understandable. It is a complete reload, but I'm hoping that these weekend visits can account for something. And then Round Daddy, these are weekend visits. It's Friday. Again, completely understandable. Then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever, we need names. We need commits. And I think they'll get them. But at the same time, like, okay, like, let's go. And by the way, Louisville is not just filling in the roster. They're also dealing with a complete reload as well. It's not been a week and a half. It's been 2 weeks. Texter, you say Pat's time or past time, Rick? Past time. Like, past time is past the time. We should get that. Not Pat's time.
Thought it was Pat Kelsey's time.
No, it's not Pat Kelsey's time. Stop it. Texter, Rig, what amount of players will make you feel comfortable, relaxed, big guy? I'm saying if we had two or three guys on the roster right now, I'd be a lot better. I'd be fine. You give me two more dudes, I'd be a lot better. Instead, we got one more dude. I mean, if they could land Amari Williams, why can't they land these other guys? Like, they landed him. So don't sit there and tell me, like, well, they're just doing this and they're doing that. They got him last weekend. Like, let's go. I mean, Richie Saunders was supposed to be, he was supposed to be a lock. And again, I'm not going to freak out about him. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, he's great. I mean, come on. Let's go. Rick, calm down, Rig. It's Brooks' first day on the job. It is. I agree. I still have runway for Mark Pope. I still have runway for Mark Pope. I'm just saying I'm running out of it. like I'll give him runway. I am. And I think they'll be fine, but I don't look texture. Big Rig wants to complete 12-person roster in 2 weeks without a coaching staff. Got it. Pat Kelsey and Louisville had 3 weeks head start. You need to breathe. I am breathing. I am calm down, Rig. I am calm. I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't want a complete 12-person roster, but I expected by this point we'd have 3-4 guys. I mean, okay, we got Amari Williams, Travis Perry, and that's it, right? Oh yeah, Colin Chandler. We got three players. Okay, they got Colin Chandler quick. They got Amari Williams quick. Call David Siskin. Calm down, please.
Y'all got Bamba coming.
Mo Bamba. I know. I'm kidding. I know. I remember Quad A Green being like, Mo Bamba's up next, and he never committed. That made me sad. Where did he go? I forgot. Where did Mo Bamba go?
Either went to Texas, but Shaka
Texas
Smart,
it was Texas. Yeah. You're right. It was Texas. He didn't really do that much. He was all right. He was all right. He was all
right. Right. But you know, I'm talking about, what's his name? TJ Bamba.
TJ Bamba. Yeah. He apparently he's. I don't think he wasn't on my list, but no, he's got a lot of good players coming in and recruiting. We need to. I know. Let the cake bake, as Bob said.
He's reached out to 40 people.
Some of those guys are going to commit, James. Out of those 40 people, we're going to get some of them for
and I'm
sure.
I'm still trying to figure out who the non-name player was that Matt Jones named last week. You know. Like, he has no name, but he's going to
he's going to commit. Yeah. Well, never mind. I'm not going to get into it. I'm done being negative. I had a whole thing. I'm not going to do it. I've been battling people on Cats Illustrated message
I've never
boards.
Asked Matt Jones for help.
I've been battling people on Twitter today, James.
Who is it, Matt? Help us.
Help me, Matt. I need help. I need help. Texter, who replaced the water with Red Bull in Piggy Boy's water trough? Calm down, swine. Oh, my gosh. He has a picture of a... Have you seen this, James? There's a picture of a pig, but it's like...
I'm looking now.
He's he put my face on it. Okay, it's a pig. It's like a furry pig. You know, like a furry, like a person likes to dress up as a mascot for... erotic purposes. I think it's one of those, but it has like a piggy part, if you know what I'm saying, James. It's not a very flattering picture.
I see it. I see no resemblance.
Texture, according to Matt Jones, apparently Saunders is married and his wife doesn't want to move here for him to play basketball. And I understand that. Like, I get that. I totally get that. It's just... We all understand. Texter, wives are hurting UK basketball. That's right. What would that guy say? White women and what?
God.
God and white women are making his life miserable for Kentucky basketball. I don't believe that's true. But no, I do believe the fact where where Richie Saunders wanted to stay at BYU because he is married. Because, I mean, a lot of these Mormon players are older. They go on those two-year retreats and they get married. Texter, Rig, Mark Pope is your starting center, LOL. I'll be fine with that. Even Jerry Jones reporting offering double. Okay, that's an old news. That's an old story. Texter, I tuned in late and missed the negativity. Yes, you did. I'm calm now. I feel a lot better. I'm drinking a Focus. Thanks to our good friend Vinny Goodtimes for dropping the Focus by the studio. Also, I had some Clear Cut Hero. I drank some of that yesterday. But, I mean, all I'm asking for, people, is just a couple recruits. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. I got a little, look, you know I'm in the belly of the beast. I gotta walk in here. I got Justin Sofro pimping out Pat Kelsey glasses. I got Rummage saying that Pat Kelsey pisses excellence. I got Blankenbaker's in the, he's in coach. He, I'm not worried about it. I got Drew Deaner talking to Jeff Brohm on the phone on a daily basis. I got Cardinal fans in my face 24/7. So if I lived in Lexington, maybe I'm not this anxious. But damn it, I'm on Cardinalville Boulevard. I'm down the street from Betty Johnson Hall. Like James Black's a Louisville fan. He's staring at me. He's laughing at me.
Pictures of you in your Mark Pope T-shirt.
Take a picture.
Tweet that out. Yeah. I already got it.
Did you get it?
Yes, of course.
Do I look too fat or just fat enough?
Old Mark Pope and young Mark Pope.
It's both. It's old Mark Pope and young. I support Mark Pope. I bought this effing shirt. I'm just supporting him. Look at that, James.
I love how they do cats with the hyphen, so you know that we're spelling it out.
Yeah, exactly. C-A-T-S. It's the UK sign with the basketball. It's beautiful. It's cream. It's not white. It's cream.
Looks like my Isaiah Thomas T-shirt, but my Isaiah Thomas T-shirt is faded.
Hey, the kids at school said this was drip.
Oh, okay. Well,
that,
yeah.
They did. They were like that. I got multiple compliments. It's really hard to get compliments from middle schoolers.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were like, that shirt's dope, Mr. Striebel. That shirt's fire.
Yeah, but you know, you're wearing a T-shirt. When you probably dress up all the time, so this looks, you know, dressed down for them.
Well, they just like this. They like the Popey Boy shirt.
Oh, okay. That's, you don't all. Have Louisville fans there?
Yeah, there's some. There's plenty. But I think it's like they like the retro look stuff now. Like, gotcha, that's what's back. It's got the retro look to it. So that's here we go. Damn it, Anna Mercy. I hope everyone enjoys it. That's all I got to say. Tell Louisville fans they can talk trash when they actually beat us. Oh, I agree. That doesn't stop them. You know that doesn't stop them. You know it's not going to stop them. I tweeted out last night John Wall, like, against UNC and how awesome he was. Like, man, he was a cheat code. And all I got, Louisville fans, did you win a championship? How many championships did you get with John Wall? And I'm like, bro, you went out in the first round. Shut up. Like, I don't need your season sucked. I don't want to hear from you about did you win a championship. Get out of my face with that. Texter, Big Rig and James, can y'all find the Lock Mini Marathon sound? I need to hear that before the big race tomorrow. That's right, Mini Marathon tomorrow. My brother's actually running in that, James. How about that? He's running. He's running the mini marathon. So good luck to my brother Andrew as he does that. All right, let's take a break. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. On the other end, we'll get Max Godby in here. We'll also play this John Calipari sound as well, and kind of react to that and more. Again, Tobias Bass from The Athletic, he'll be on with us at 4 o'clock, and then Myron Metcalf, 4:30. But hey, folks, guys out there, if you're suffering from erectile dysfunction, it's messing up your personal life, it's messing up your bedroom life, it's just not doing anything good for you, then I had the place for you. That's Tri-State Men's Health. That's right, Tri-State Men's Health. They have the treatments that work when the pills and the herbals fail. That's right. They work 90% of the time. And if you go there, you get a $99 consultation service, and you'll meet with a licensed medical provider. They'll do a testosterone, a PSA test, and if medically advised, they'll do a test dose in the office. And if that test dose doesn't work, then your visit is free. They have 6 area locations, Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 locations in Columbus, Ohio, Hilliard and Westerville, Louisville, and a new office in Northern Kentucky. So do something about it. If you're not feeling like yourself, if you're not getting it done, just like if you have strep throat or any type of illness, there's something out there to help you out and fix it, and that's Tri-State Men's Health. Call them at 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. with video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I like beer. I like it. It tastes good to me.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, welcome back to the show. The Roundtable here on ESPN 680-1057. Just a reminder, Louisville baseball versus Clemson tonight. That's 5:50 p.m. over on 93.9 The Ville inside Churchill Downs. 6 p.m. on ESPN 680-1057. And the NFL Draft that continues tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN 680-1057. My middle son, Wyatt, is doing the Anthem Buddies tonight over there at Jim Patterson Stadium. So, but I am not going to the game. I'll be in Campbellsville this weekend. I need to go home and pack and buy snacks and things for my daughter. So that's going to help. Hello, Max Godby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy start to the show already. And you know, there's a lot of things going on. What do you think now? I'm trying to get reactions here. What do you think about my Mark Pope t-shirt? You commented on it as you sat down. Share with the audience what your thoughts are.
I'd say it was a t-shirt out of context, basically, because the Mark Pope on the t-shirt does not look like Mark Pope, for one. When I made the joke about him looking like Shrek.
It looks like Shrek.
I mean, that legit looks like Shrek.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy at the bottom looks like the Major Chip Hazard from Small Soldiers.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good call by you. That's a really, really good call. I was going to say Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers, but I think, yes, it looks more like Small Soldiers than that. It's a good call.
I mean, it's a cool shirt.
I liked it.
It's bold with going with a white shirt, though.
It's cream.
Well, I thought you had already sweated and washed through, and it's already got that sweaty dingy look to it.
This is the first time I've ever worn it.
So you bought it with purpose looking sweaty and dingy.
Well, it's said in that, like, this is the only color it comes in. Like, I didn't have a color choice.
That's a bad choice.
I'm not saying for the shirt itself. Yes, it does look a little dingy, but no, actually, I opened it up yesterday, and I put it on for the first time today. So it's not dingy because of me. It's just the way it is. There's nothing I can do about it. That's all I can do. I just wear it and smile. That's all. I spent enough money on this. I'm going to wear the damn shirt. All right, Max. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to listen to a John Calipari sound. He was with a Arkansas reporter or news person of some sort, and
with the official Hogs Network.
Go Hogs, as he said yesterday. I don't know if you heard or not, but he had like a video like asking about NIL. He sounded like a hostage. I saw. Yeah, you saw that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it was sad, wasn't it? And he sounds even sadder today. Go ahead, James, and here's John Calipari talking about his time at Kentucky.
I am doing something that's going to make me happy, my family happy. I loved my time there. Loved it. But you know what? I'm going to love my time here, too.
Well, I think you may have said somewhere along the way when you're talking about coaching tenures that 10 years is maybe the max somewhere. And you went 5 years past that.
I had an opportunity to leave at 10 years, and I probably should have. And I didn't. Back then, again, you're leaving players.
Right.
That kind of got me to stay. Joe B. Hall, I said, how long, coach? He looked around and he goes, 10 years.
Yeah.
Is what he said. He said, I stayed three too many.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the people in Kentucky don't feel like I stayed too long.
Well,
I hope they're looking at it saying that, you know what, he did what he did. And they look at what we did. And other than when they're playing us, I'm not, and there's no ill will toward Kentucky. This is me coming to Arkansas because I wanted to do this. and I want to do it with all of us. I'm a gatherer. Mm. You know, if I do this right, there should be thousands saying, without us and me, this would have never happened at Arkansas. If I do right, you bring people together.
Okay, other than the last part, I'm a gatherer. That's
him and Big Z are the gatherers.
They're gatherers. They're gathering. And I'm going to miss that sometimes. It got old and stale, but every once in a while, it's nice to hear some puns, or not even a pun, but something corny from Cal. But now Arkansas fans get to hear that all the time. So Max, after hearing that, what are your thoughts on Cal's comments about his time at Kentucky and then what he's going to be doing at Arkansas?
No, I think there's no ill will whatsoever. Like, even in that, everything he said is true.
Yeah, so I agree.
10 years, especially at a college, is a long time.
Yes.
It's a very long time. And especially one of the prowess of Calipari, that's a very long time. Because everyone forgets on how Nick Saban, when he first got to Alabama, the questions were, how long is he going to stay? Because he was the epitome of merchant for hire.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and Michigan State, LSU, Miami Dolphins, 100%.
And yep. Even when he was a coordinator, yep. The only place he stayed long was just with Belichick.
Yes,
because of their relationship. But that was it.
Because he's at Cleveland for a little while with Belichick, and yeah, absolutely.
And so, people forget about that. They forget about one that. 10 years or 15 years for Calipari, that's a long time to be a head coach somewhere. We think of the likes of Bobby Bowden, Joe Paterno,
sure,
Nick Saban, what's his name over in at Oklahoma State?
Mike Gundy. Yeah.
Thank you. You think of the likes of those, and it's like, well, they've been there forever, but it was also a different game back then.
Sure.
To stay at one place. It's like that one high school football coach that's been the head coach for like 35 years. It's like,
yeah,
in this new world of college athletics where money is such a driver still, it's abnormal to see someone stay for that long.
It really is. And I mean, for basketball terms, like Mike Krzyzewski stayed a really long time at Duke. I mean, that was decades. Roy Williams stayed at North Carolina for a very long time as well. I mean, it does happen. But we're starting to see less and less of that. So for John Calipari, it was a long time. And look, whether it's his fault or not, that type of success is difficult to sustain for a long period of time. It happens with most coaches that stay a long time at one place. It happens in spurts. I mean, you look at Mike Krzyzewski, he had spurts in the 90s, then kind of went quiet, then had spurts in the early 2010s. He had a spurt then, a little bit at the end of his career, and then that was it. And then Bill Self, he's had sustained success at Kansas, but only two championships, a couple of spurts with Final Fours, that are not like back-to-back-to-back, but were, consistent. And Tom Izzo, same thing. He had spurts, but it's hard to have that continued success in a place like Kentucky where the fans are restless and the fans do get restless quick. It's going to be hard to sustain that. But I was encouraged to hear John Calipari say, look, there's no ill will here. And
was he going to say that there is ill will?
Well, it is John Calipari, so yeah, he could. Because he's done it before.
No, see, in this perspective, and again, this is reckless speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But in that whole process, from what we've talked about on air and what you and I have talked about off air, mm-hmm. Do you think he would be the one to be able to initiate that if he felt like he was done a wrong way or something like that, and be the one that would risk looking like the bad guy in that sense? He loves being the bad guy of college basketball.
Yeah.
Of, I'm going to show up and we're going to beat your team.
Yeah.
He loves that aspect.
He relishes in it, yeah.
But this moral high ground aspect, Calipari's not going to be outdone by that. It's like, Mitch Barnhart could have walked down Richmond Road and turned over that little doggy stroller and had his 14-year-old dog rolling down the hill.
What an image.
In the hog's ass. They go, do you hold any ill will against Mitch Barnhart knocking over your little doggy stroller? And points the microphone right to his face. He goes, I hold no ill will.
Sure.
To them knocking over my little doggy stroller. It's just, he's not going to do that. At least not on air with the first, with his brand new team.
Sure.
Just not going to do it. So I don't see any issue with what he said.
I don't either.
And there's another thing that we always have to keep in concept when you hear a coach talk, especially about how long is too long of a place to live.
Because
for UK fans, it's like, no, it's never too long to be at one place. You should be at UK forever. You should want to be at UK forever.
Yeah.
But we also remember that Calipari's not a UK fan. Like, he's not a diehard UK fan. He took a job.
Yeah.
To him, it's a job. And at the end of the day, sometimes fans forget about that.
Sure.
I forget about that sometimes, where it's like, all these coaches, they love the programs, they love the kids that are in their program, but at the end of the day, it's a job. And if they feel dissatisfied in the job, they feel like they are rising up their career, they think there's better opportunities for them and their family, they're going to leave.
Yeah.
The amount of loyalty, at the end of the day, majority of these coaches are the same. We talk about a merchant for hire for every 1 or 2 years. They're still merchant for hire probably every 5 to 6 years.
They're always looking. No, and he was always looking too. I mean, he flirted. He said it, you know, in that clip, you know,
UCLA.
About UCLA. He talked about UCLA. He was there 10 years. He had an opportunity to leave, and he didn't. He stayed. He 100% was talking about UCLA. And, you know, I think Mark Pope is different in the aspect that you said, you know, Calipari's not a diehard Kentucky fan. Mark Pope is a diehard Kentucky fan. But at the same time, you know, that doesn't automatically make him a good coach.
Exactly.
Like, he still has to go out there and prove it and win. Now, I think if Mark Pope has sustained success, I don't think his eye will wander. I think he's the type of guy that if he's good at Kentucky and everything on the court is the way it should be, they're competing the way the fans expect him to compete, he will not have a wandering eye. I don't think Mark, Cal said that UK was his dream job. For a while, sure, I believe that was the pinnacle of college basketball for him. That validated him. With Mark Pope, this literally is his dream job.
Dream job, completely different context for both, though. For Cal Perry, because it was
the validation.
The job.
You're right.
It was the job.
Yeah.
For Pope, it is, this is your alma mater. This is, you feel like you owe so much to this university for how your career turned out.
Yeah.
So therefore, this is almost I don't want to say it's an act of service to come back to UK, because, I mean, look at his paycheck. Like, it's not an act of service.
This is like service hours you have to get for your confirmation.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. No. Right. This is almost like an obligation.
It's a calling
to come back and do everything you can to take the program to the next level.
Yeah. And look, like I said, as long as it works out, he can have that job as long as he wants. If that's his dream job and he doesn't want to leave ever, if he does what he needs to do and wins on the court and gets the recruits and the portal and everything like that, Mark Pope will be asked to stay for as long as he wants and he'll be beloved. But if it's one of those situations where he stumbles and never really gets it going, that job, if you're not doing it the right way, has a 2 to 3 year shelf life and 3 year max.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that is what it is. It won't be one of these situations where we'll give Mark Pope, you know, 5. I mean, look at Kenny Payne. Kenny Payne got 2 years and probably got 1 year too long because he played at Louisville. He won 4 games his first season. If Kenny Payne was Kenny Payne that played at DePaul, or Kenny Payne that played at Auburn, or Kenny Payne that played at Duke or wherever else, any place else, he would have been fired year one. So I think Mark Pope will have that going for him a little bit. If he doesn't do well, he is a Kentucky guy. We got to give him a little more time. Let's see what happens. But it's not going to have a long shelf life. And again, I'm not predicting that's going to happen. That's just the reality of the job. And I think Mark Pope knows that. I mean, his comments about, I know what the expectations are, I know what Kentucky fans expect, because he was here. He gets it. Now, he said, I'm going to win title number 9. Okay, you said it.
Now you got to do it.
Now you got to do it. I mean, you're the one throwing the expectations. It's like the opposite of Kenny Payne. When Kenny Payne showed up at Louisville, it was, It's broken here. We have to rebuild. It's going to take a few years. Don't expect us to compete for championships right away. Where Mark Pope's the opposite. He's like, yeah, hey, I know what the expectations are. They're to win. I'm going to win championships. Let's go do it. Okay, good. You're on board with that. You know the expectations. Let's get it done. Like, let's get the ball rolling. Let's get it done. Now, did you just mention Nick Saban? I wanted to get to this. I didn't know if we're going to have time because we have guests and other things going on. Now, did you see Nick Saban last night? Maybe he has stepped in it a little bit. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, so he was – okay, so he talked about this is the Philadelphia Eagles had the 22nd overall pick and selected former Toledo cornerback Quinion Mitchell Thursday night. Here's what Nick Saban had to say about that, okay? He was our number one guy in the portal last year to try to get him to come out of the portal, and he didn't even get in the portal, Saban said moments after Mitchell's name came off the draft board, which basically Saban just admitted to everybody, we tampered. I mean, everybody's doing it, but I mean, that's again, he doesn't care. He's retired, but I don't know if he meant to say that, but it basically said, yeah, we tried to get him to go into the portal so we could get him. Telling everybody, like, because you're not supposed to do that. Players are supposed to enter the portal. Again, I know, yeah, I know, Max, I know the reality of the situation, but that's a big deal. That's a big deal. You're not supposed to do that. That's a big deal.
So who's making it that a big deal?
Well, no one will now because Nick Saban's retired, but if Nick Saban was still the coach of Alabama and he said that, that would be a big deal.
No, I'm just talking about media-wise, who's aghast? Who's clutching the pearls on a statement?
Oh, it's
like
all
that?
Over the place. It's on ESPN. It's on CBS. I've seen everywhere.
I've seen everyone making fun of him because when he was in Detroit, all of them started screaming out "Go Blue." And I saw that.
Yeah, but no. It's like on the front page of every website, like sports website.
Well, that's stupid. I mean, it's stupid because again, what's the punishment?
Oh, I agree with
you.
But all it is just putting it out there in words that we know what's going on. Like Mark Blankenbaker got on the airwaves and like raised hell because Tyler Harrell was one of their wide receivers. He went to Alabama, didn't play, just set the bench. But he was like, they're tampering. And it's like, yeah, probably. What are you going to do about
Jeff Fromm's doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, they're all doing the same
Mark
thing.
Mark Stoops is doing
That's
the exact same thing.
That's the first time that we've had a coach, though, go out there and publicly admit, like, yeah, we tried to get him into the portal. So, like, it's out there now. Like, people now know Kirby Smart's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Again, there's nothing anybody could do about it, but it's being said. It's a reality. This is what is going on. These players aren't just jumping in because they want to. A lot of times there's contact before they get in the portal. Like, hey, these are our guys to target. Reach out to them and see if you can get them to get in the portal. Then they'll come over to us.
I owe you an apology. Okay.
Why?
I want you to say that about Nick Saban one more time, okay? Tell me what Nick Saban was doing.
Nick Saban said he was our number one guy in the portal last year to get him out to come out of the portal, and he didn't get into the portal.
He tampered?
There you go.
He tampered?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can anyone think of the children? The sanctity of college athletics. Oh, my gosh. I just can't do it. The innocence of college football at that moment.
It died.
It died.
It completely died.
It died with the retirement of Nick Saban. My heart is breaking.
They can't take it.
Bro, I don't know if it's just because I'm just that cynical, but I'm just like, I don't understand everyone clutching the pearls on that. It's like, I thought this was well established. It's like everyone during Prohibition. It's like, can you imagine that there's places drinking booze?
Oh, yeah, people have
it's outlawed. It's like, dude, I saw you at the speakeasy last night.
Yeah, I saw you coming out of the speakeasy stumbling. Yeah. No, I agree with you. This is the first time someone of Nick Saban's stature, too. That's the thing. Is like he was for years the face of college football.
Yeah.
Saying, yeah, we tampered. And again, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing anyone can do about it. You can't retroactively go back and, well, I guess they can. If the NCAA really wanted to, they could go retroactively take games. Like, not that that matters.
What's the NCAA going to do?
No, nothing. Again, nothing.
They can't.
But at the same time, it's a coach saying, okay, yeah, this is what we're doing. It's like when
is it tampering if you didn't tamper?
But he did tamper.
Did he go into the portal?
No, he didn't, but they tried to get him to go in the portal. That's tampering. When you reach out and say, hey, I'm Alabama's coach, Coach Butch Jones, or whoever the hell he had, Charlie Strong, whatever coach that he had, reach out to him and say, hey, you should get in the portal. We're interested in you. That is tampering. You can't, unless they enter the portal officially, you can't talk to them. That's just the way, that's the rule, that's the way it is. So, yes, that was tampering. And he admitted
to
it.
Is that tampering when universities go look at other coaches and tell them, hey, we'd like you after
again,
his season's not over.
I didn't make the rules. I'm just telling you
if
that's
ESPN,
what it is.
If ESPN at the national level reached out to Strebel and says, hey, we want you to replace Paul Feinbaum, go ahead and give
depends
your 2 weeks'
notice. Depends on what my contract says. It depends on the contract. I mean, is it in your contract? Like, is there like a penalty or whatever?
Well,
or
all
like,
NDAs are done now because of the FTC.
Yeah, oh,
so you can go.
You can go, but again, I mean, there's non-disclosure agreements. There are, I mean, Lachlan McClain famously said he couldn't come on ESPN radio because of his Spectrum job, which is like, okay, but he went on other radio. But I'm just saying that, nothing's going to be done about it.
I get your viewpoint on it.
Yes.
I just don't understand the hubbub of it. I legit don't. Because it's like,
well, it's like, I mean, it's like
it was happening.
Yes, like, it was happening.
It was already happening. I thought this was like everyone knew
and
this.
Everyone does know this, but again, at the same time, you didn't have the coach coming out and saying, "Yeah, we tampered." Like, could you imagine if Kirby Smart went out there and did that right now? Again, I don't know what's going to happen with it, but that's a big deal. That's absolutely a big deal. I mean, Mark Stoops got on a soapbox and cried about it at the SEC media days about tampering. Him and, who was the other coach? Him and another coach were like doing like a Zoom interview or whatever, and they both started bemoaning how they get tampered with all the time.
Blake complained about it too.
Yeah, of course. We know Blake complained about it. Of course Blake complained about it. He complains about anything. But Mark Stoops himself complained about exactly this situation, about how coaches reach out to his players that are not in the portal. And like you said, you tell me Deion Walker hasn't been talking to Georgia.
Exactly.
He hasn't been talking to Alabama. Again, it's happening, but these coaches are pissed off about it too. Stoops is doing the exact same thing. They're all doing it to each other, but they publicly cry about it all the time.
Oh, you tell me the coaches have double standards?
Of course they do. Yes. Of course they do.
I wish I could give you the reaction.
I'm not trying to get a reaction out of you. I'm just telling you this is just what I think and this is what the story is.
It's these coaches talk out of the both sides of their mouths all the time.
Yes, yes.
They're like, oh, yeah, I want players to get paid. I didn't want them to get paid that much.
And well, Saban knows what he's doing.
Of course.
He would have never said this last year.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, Saban knows exactly what he's doing. Again, he said it because either he slipped up or he's just like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm retired. I can say and do whatever I want to do.
Out of the game now.
Yeah, I'm out of the game. What are you going to do to me? I'm on ESPN making money, and I'm going to go
dry snitching.
Dry snitching. I'm going to fly to an island. And golf as soon as this is over. All right, let's read a few texts, take a break, get Tobias Bass from The Athletic on here. Texter, Max acting like Saban publicly saying this isn't a big deal is very disingenuous. Yes, we knew. Nobody acted like it wasn't happening, but the biggest name in the sport and best coach of all time putting out there on the NFL draft is a big deal.
Nah, it's not.
Did we disagree? I think it's a very big deal. He went out there and said, yeah, we tampered with Toledo players. Texter, Cal is right that 10 years at UK is the max. Listening to Harold from Hazard critique you every move gets old. We love UK basketball, but our fans have a sick obsession to be involved. I get it, but UK basketball is one of the very few things that we Kentuckians have to be proud of. Thanks, Mississippi, for not making us number 50 out of 50 in a lot of things. I agree. Thank you, Mississippi. Thank you for not making us last in reading and education. Texter,
I'm a
Jimbo.
Gatherer.
So, oh, play that again.
My favorite.
Play that again, please.
I'm a gatherer.
Texter, Jimbo Fisher told us that Saban had a bunch of skeletons in his closet, and that was right after he told us they always had NIL deals, just called it something different. And yes, Jimbo Fisher was doing the same thing. He's doing the exact same thing. Texter, you are right, Strebel. The problem with it is the fact that it is supposed to be against the rules. It's supposed to be, but they still all do it. All right, let's take a break because I want to get Tobias in here on the other end. We'll talk about Louisville portal, what's going on with Kentucky portal, and more here on the Roundtable. Oh, before I do that, I gotta do a read. Sonatrol. Sonatrol of Louisville is the best security company in Kentucky. 350 five-star reviews on Google tells you so. They are locally owned and operated for over 35 years. They have the best technology. They have those high-resolution cameras that catch things going on even in the dark. They work with the police and the 911 services on their way to your home or your business. They can cater to both. They also will come out and service your system down the road if you need it. Give them a call, 502-966-8999, or go online at SonatrolKY.com. They do security, cameras, badge access, and fire monitoring. You can do it all for your phone, SonatrolKY.com.